Do me a favor. Do us a favor. Get a new pair of shoes quick-like. I don't want your weirdness to be rubbing off on me at school, understand? The two boys walked away from their house and out into St. Jude. For all its faults, no one could say it wasn't a green city. Plants filled the empty lots, abandoned properties overgrown with weeds, grass shot up from the cracks in the pavement, and most residents let their lawns go wild. But the grass was always greenest over the collapsed sewage lines. Darren grabbed hold of Sink at the corner, just as they were about to cross the street into downtown.
Yo, hold up here. Give me your bag.
What for? His bag stayed on his shoulder. Darren grabbed it roughly and pushed the younger boy away.
I need you to carry something into school for me. Stay here.
With that, he disappeared down an alley between two of the abandoned buildings. The city was laid out like a big X, around the two main streets where Sink waited for Darren on the corner of Belmont and Potts. Of the four corners, two of them were abandoned department stores. One was a windowless box, a discreet sign confessing that it was an adult bookstore. Kitty corner to that was the Arbor Man, with its decaying pseudo-Egyptian facade. The barber pole shone bright and clear, day and night, like a lighthouse for pedestrians. Sink jumped at the horns from the riverboats on the Mississippi. The sounds traveled far and clear in the cold, wet air. Darren reemerged from the alley and handed the bag back to Sink. The increased size and weight of the bag would have told him that there was something else in there if the sloshing sound hadn't. What'd you put in here?
It's cool. His cousin dismissed his concerns.
I'm bringing it in for science class. Since when did you bring in anything for class? And why I gotta carry it? Sink reached for the zipper. Darren grabbed his hand in a hard fist.
'Cause I'll kick your ass if you don't.
The younger bit his lower lip, hesitating. Then Darren suddenly softened.
Chill, little man. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You know I won't let nothing happen to you.
The boys stepped over the collapsed fence on the west side of Livermore Combined School's overgrown football field, around the spot on the track that was always muddy, even on the hot days, and past the 300 building, so rank with mold that even the St. Jude School District couldn't use it. A horrible place for learning, the 1-2 punch of budget cuts and standardized testing had left the school without the resources to teach the students any more than how to fill out bubbles on a Scantron sheet. When they entered, Darren grabbed the smaller boy by the shoulder and ushered him into the boys' room with the least functional plumbing. The school had written off the toilets, the janitor having bound them in trash bags and duct tape. When the sink stopped working, they'd locked the door for good.
"Give it here," Darren said, opening his bag.
Sink pulled the mysterious cargo out of his own bag, a bottle of liquor.
"You had me carry this for you?"
Sink shouted, angry with Darren for using him.
"Why you gotta bring this stuff to school for anyway?"
"School's where the customers are, little man."
Darren smiled as he reached for the illicit prize. "What am I gonna do? Sell out of the house? You really is the smart one, ain't ya?"
"Boy, I oughta smash this bottle across your face."
Darren's smile dropped into a scowl, his outstretched hand balled into a fist. His voice went deep and low, and Sink realized there was going to be trouble.
"Maybe you ain't so smart after all."
He counted on Darren keeping his eye on the bottle so he could kick the larger boy in the nuts, but his cousin simply leaned a little to one side. Sink's foot hit him harmlessly in the leg. Darren grabbed the bottle with one hand and pushed him down with the other. He landed hard on his butt and Darren stood over him, bottle in hand. Darren's smile returned like it had never left as he put the contraband into his own backpack.
"You always kick with the right leg, and you always telegraph by leaning way back to do it. But that you all over, ain't it? An open book."
Sink hated the wide smirk of triumph on his cousin's face, but after a moment, Darren gave him a hand up. He stood, shaking his head.
"I don't get it."
"I know you don't. You too honest, that's what's wrong with you."
"Well, one of the things wrong with you."
"Later, little man." And with that, Darren took off. Still feeling stung and humiliated, Sink left the bathroom to drop off his homework, one of the few students who did. He did well in all of his classes, but he hid it from the other kids like Darren told him to. He left his homework in the faculty mailroom so no one would see him hand it in. Unfortunately for him, Imani knew, and she was waiting for him, her long, lean form blocking the way to the mailroom. There was a bemused smile on her face.
"Sink, eh?"
Her deliberate